and then you make room for, let's say, other hitchhikers to come in and share space. Sometimes they're just looking for a meal or a warm nest, and other times they can be downright disruptive. So for all of you, you want to stay as well anchored as you can within the body. You certainly go in and out when you sleep, and this is where the story of the silver cord or the golden cord comes in, is that you keep contact, and higher self helps you journey during the sleep state, so that, and there is protection set up so that nothing else comes in when you are gone. Although you've also heard stories about people who find themselves very vulnerable during the sleep state and are attacked when they sleep, and or have all sorts of strange scenarios. So all these things are quite true. And more than likely, none of you are going to have these difficulties, but you may meet people who do. And how you look at it, you find out what's their background, what's happened to them, how were they raised, what simultaneous life issues are going on, and how much do they really love their body. Loving your body, just loving the being that you occupy, just loving this bio-body suit, creates a tremendous amount of protection. It not only fortifies the immune system, love will make the body alkaline versus acidic, and also it will keep up the strength of energy so that your chakras and your being is not vulnerable to outside attack. Sometimes outside attack occurs just to give you an initiation of sorts, to let you be well aware on a personal level that these other forces do exist, and they have tremendous power. But they have power when you weaken your field or when you are in deep fear. Yet the antithesis of that is sometimes people go into deep fear, and that is where they find their courage. And that is when they are able to really rise higher and higher and exhibit what we call the triumph of the human spirit. The human spirit is indestructible, it is indomitable, and you will find yourself more fortified over time, having greater emotional and spiritual strength, not less. All right? And you will be, all of you, have to inspire others and be examples to them. Questions? Oh, anything else, Wendy?
No, thank you.
Pete?
Yes.
This is Peggy.
Yes, Peggy.
I want to go back to something you said last night about your mother, having a vacation or a party after she died. And
our vehicle's mother.
Your vehicle's mother.
Yes.
Yes, right. Excuse me. And then she was put to work, and then all of our parents, this is probably happened to. My question is, the concept of the last battle, and I was thinking about Tolkien, the Ring series, where the ancestors come and during the last battle, and they're the ones who really save the day. Philip Pullman, who wrote the
Golden Compass
series, it's the same thing in that, although he's probably taken from Tolkien. I'm just curious about this last battle idea, if you've ever talked about it, and the ancestors or our parents coming to the rescue, more or less.
All right, let's see if we can put this in, colloquialize these myths and turn them into practical teachings. There are cycles within cycles and cycles and cycles of opportunity. You've heard the expression over and over again that history repeats itself, yes? Mm-hmm. You've certainly in your own life find yourself in the same old situation once in a while, wondering, how do I do this? How do I keep creating the same thing again and again? Sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a challenging issue. So we as celestial beings have learned that consciousness makes grooves in existence.